Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. And yes, your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. How often do you exercise? When I first came to Taiwan, I used to run every single day. Unfortunately, I've not been as committed to running and exercising as regularly as I used to. Well, today's lesson is called Sports and Health 150 Programs. We learned that exercise has many health benefits. It can help you reduce your stress and increase your memory. How can you get your daily exercise? Let's discuss a few different ways. First, biking, dancing, basketball, and running. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's go talk about exercise. Come on.
Sports and Health 150 Program. Getting that 10 to 20 minute dose of daily exercise after school isn't difficult. The best chance of ensuring you work out is to choose an activity you enjoy. Also, exercising with others will give you greater drive. Try one of these. Biking. Jump on a bike and ride around your neighborhood, along the river, or in a park. If you have access to bike paths, that's all the better. Biking is something you can do on your own or with friends. Dancing. Hopping around or moving to music is a fantastic way to have fun while getting exercise.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 drive 这个名词。drive 在这里是指驱动力，当不可数名词。例如 the defeat gave this competitive athlete the drive to win next time. 这场失败给予这位不服输的运动员下一次一定要赢的动力。drive 也指干劲或者是决心。例如 Edward's drive and enthusiasm inspired his team members.Edward 的干劲与热忱激励了团队的成员。Drive 也可以当动词，除了指驾驶之外，也可以指驱使或迫使。例如 ，Love can drive people to do crazy things。爱情可以让人做出疯狂的事。继续我们看的是 access 这个名词。注意这个字的拼法里面有两个 c， 第一个念可，第二个念 s， 所以念成 access。access 是指通道、使用途径、接近某人或某事物的方法。或者是使用某种东西的权利。例如 ,all the residents of the building have access to the gym and the basement. 这栋大楼的住户都可以进入地下室的健身房。或者是 ,only authorized persons have access to these confidential files. 只有被授权的人才可以拿到这些保密的档案。
All right. Thank you so much, Michelle. This is better, right, Rebecca?
Yep. I'm glad I'm in my exercise outfit. Now we can do our 30 minutes of exercise, after we finish teaching.
Right. And you must be happy that you're wearing proper exercise shoes now, too.
Oh, you bet I'm happy. It's much easier to exercise inthese type of shoes instead of my boots.
All right, well, friends, I hope you're getting some exercise as well. Not right now, of course, but that you do exercise on a regular basis. What do you like to do? Do you like swimming, basketball? I like to jump rope. Rebecca, what kind of exercise do you like?
How often do you jump rope? I didn't know that you jumped rope.
You know that I jump rope.
Oh, do
I? You know I did 3,000 jumps last time.
Oh, you know, you're right. I guess I forgot. Well, anyway, what kind of exercising do I enjoy doing? Mm-hmm. I like to go running. I love hiking, biking, dancing, playing basketball, playing frisbee. The question is, what do I not like?
Oh, well, Rebecca loves all kinds of exercise. And we read here that getting that 30-minute dose of daily exercise isn't difficult. Now, when I see the phrase dose of, or the word dose, I think of medicine. Because medicine usually comes in doses, like those little packets you get at the clinic. That's a dose of medicine, right? You can take a dose of medicine.
That's right. Make sure you take your dose of medicine before going to bed. However, as you can see in our lesson, dose of can also be used with things other than just medicine. It just refers to a certain amount or an experience. And you know something, Gabe? I think everybody needs a dose of encouragement every day. And as some people say, everyone also needs a daily dose of hugs.
Aw, a daily dose of hugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, make sure that you're hugging people every day. What about wisdom? I need a dose of wisdom. I'm not sure how to solve this problem. I'm going to go ask someone wise for a dose of wisdom. Or we have a dose of tips for you here today about how you can exercise. The best chance of ensuring you work out is to choose an activity you enjoy. So don't choose an activity that is just going to make you hate working out.
Yes, that might make you miserable, especially as you're just trying to get into the habit of exercising. Also, exercising with others will give you greater drive. I do agree with that point. I find it much easier to go hiking and biking and running with other people. It's just more fun.
Well, speaking of running, you know, Steve, whom you see every day in the info cloud, he loves biking. But if I were to say, hey, Steve, let's go out for a run, I don't think he would be very excited about that. The only thing that gets him really excited is biking. And that's a great form of exercise.
And that is the very first suggestion that our lesson gives. Biking. Jump on a bike and ride around your neighborhood, along the river or in a park. If you have access to bike paths, that's all the better. You know, I've always enjoyed biking. I've enjoyed biking from the time I was young, but since I've come to Taiwan, I have found myself biking a lot more.
And it's great because you live right next to the Geelong River, and so there's that long bike path that stretches all the way along the river. It's a great place to bike. Well, friends, you see this phrase, all the better. Basically, this means even more. So if you have access to bike paths, that's even better.
Now let's think of another way to use this. Let's say that you are going out with some friends and you guys are going to be playing this game where you have to take pictures. Now you might be able to pair up with somebody else and use their camera to take pictures, but if you have your own camera or your own cell phone, that's all the better.
Okay, well, biking is a great way to exercise. Biking is something you can do on your own or with friends. Let's go to the next tip here. The next suggestion is dancing. Rebecca loves dancing.
Oh, yeah, I love to dance. Dancing is a great way to exercise, and it's fun. Don't get me into dancing, or I really will start dancing.
Oh, I know. But hold on a second. Okay, so dancing is a great way to exercise. We read here, hopping around or moving to music is a fantastic way to have fun while getting exercise. But I'm assuming this isn't just jumping from one foot to the next pretty slowly. That's not a good way to get exercise, is it?
Well, no, of course not. Not just moving around like that, but it does get your heartbeat for sure. Well, anyway, right now it's time for us to go to the info cloud. They have something very important that they would like to discuss with us.
You know, I better stop dancing. Let's go to the info cloud.
English words are made up of vowels and consonants. Sometimes the consonants fall in the middle of a word between two vowels.
Like the consonant T in the words later, shouted, metal, and better.
When this happens, the T sound is in danger of weakening and quite possibly disappearing altogether.
That's right. That's because the T sound wants to morph or change into a D sound. For example, most North American English speakers, rather than saying later, shouted, metal, and better, we'll say later. Shouted, metal, and better.
This phenomenon also occurs when the T follows an R, as in charter. But it doesn't happen when T's are followed by an N sound. Notice in the word written, even though the T's are surrounded by vowels, the T sound remains intact, written.
In the word attack, we see another exception. The T's sit between two A's, but we still get that T sound because the T's immediately precede a stressed vowel.
Okay, so why is all of this important? Because this is how Americans speak English.
Exactly. And so if you pronounce some of your T's as D's, well, that's okay by us.
不知道你有没有发现许多美国人讲英文的时候许多的 T 在中间的单字发出来的音常常变成 的 D 的音像 later 变成 later better 变成 better 这其实是美语的一个特点那就是当 T 处于两个母音之间时原本 T 的音就会变成 的 D 的音像 metal 变成 metal butter 变成 butter当 T 出现在 R 后面时也会有这种现象像 charter 变成 charter 但是当 T 出现在 N 的音之前时 T 就维持不变像 written 不会被说成 ridden 要注意的是这是美语的现象英国人就不一定会这样发音了这就是今天的 Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just playing a little bit of basketball. I wanted to get some exercise in today. Remember, you need 30 minutes of exercise every day. Well, friends, what kind of exercise do you like? Would you prefer to go biking, dancing, or would you prefer a different form of exercise? Well, we have more to learn about different forms of exercise, so let's continue with our reading.
Sports and Health 150 Program Basketball Head over to your local basketball court. There are bound to be others there ready to play a pickup game. Running Doing laps around a track does not necessarily mean you need to end up in a full sweat and panting. Light jogging or even walking at a quick pace also provides you with the benefits of exercise. No matter what activity is chosen, students need to remember the Sports and Health 150 program and make exercise a habit.
OK, 接下来我们看 pant 这个动词 pant 在这里是指喘气或喘息例如 I couldn't stop panting after climbing so many stairs 我爬了这么多楼梯之后喘个不停或者是 the girl was panting while chasing her little brother 这个女孩在追弟弟的时候气喘吁吁或者是 when she reached the mountaintop Janet panted I knew I could beat you guys 当 Janet 登上山顶的时候气喘吁吁地说我就知道我能赢你们。最后我们看的是 pace 这个名词。pace 在这里是指速度、步调或者是节奏。例如 ,Alice hasn't gotten used to the pace of city life yet. Alice 还没有适应都市生活的节奏。或者是 ,The boy slowed down his pace when he walked with his grandmother. 这个男孩跟奶奶一起走路的时候把步伐放慢了。pace 也可以当动词意思是放稳或者是调整步调。例如 you have to pace yourself while running a marathon. 当你在跑马拉松的时候要调整好步调。And now let's get back to our teacher.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I'm sure you're getting in some good exercise as well. Okay, let's move on to this section called basketball. Rebecca, mm-hmm. It looks like you really enjoy basketball.
I do. I love playing basketball. Actually, Gabe, you missed the last basketball game. I had to play all by myself.
Rebecca,
but it was great.
Is that a basketball game when you're playing by yourself?
Well, of course. It's a competition against myself.
Ah, okay. Well, there are ways to improve when you're just practicing on your own. So you can play basketball by yourself. You could shoot some hoops like this guy. Hey, Rebecca, can you do a slam dunk like this?
I'm not even going to try.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sure you prefer to play with other people, right?
I do prefer playing with other people, but if there's no one around, I'm going to have to play by myself.
All right, well, our lesson does say head over to your local basketball court. That is a basketball court in your area or near where you live. There are bound to be others there ready to play a pickup game. So a pickup game is just a game that nobody really planned, but let's just play because we're all here together.
Now let's talk about this phrase that you see right here on the screen, and that is bound to be. If something is bound to happen, that just means that it's certain or likely to happen. For example, when giving a speech, you're bound to be at least a little bit nervous. So be easy on yourself if you're feeling a little nervous.
That's
normal.
That's true. Or maybe you're planning a hike and you've looked at the weather forecast and you say, oh man, it's bound to rain today. It's certain to rain, right? Or those performers are so amazing. The concert is bound to be exciting. It's going to be exciting.
Now, as much as I would love to continue talking about basketball, I think we need to talk about the last suggestion that our lesson discusses, and that is running. Actually, Gabe, I do enjoy running, though, too.
But you enjoy running with other people more than you enjoy running by yourself?
Well, yes. When it comes to running, I find it's a lot more interesting when mm-hmm. you have other people to run with. Or sometimes I like to listen to music as I run.
Now, Rebecca, mm-hmm. when you run, do you ever work yourself up into a full sweat?
Of course. That's bound to happen, especially here in Taiwan with the humidity. Mm-hmm. You start running maybe 5 minutes and you're already sweaty. And what exactly is a full sweat? I'm glad that you all asked that question, or you were thinking it. That just means that your entire body is drenched or very sweaty.
Okay, so friends, no matter what activity that you choose, make sure that you're exercising 150 minutes every week. It is good to work up a full sweat. Well, friends, right now it is time for us to continue with Sing
It
Out.
Right here.
Wow.
Are you all ready to exercise?
I am.
Woo! Oh, one, two, three, four, one.
When do you exercise? When do you exercise? Exercise is good for your self-esteem. When do you exercise? When do you exercise? When do you exercise? Help reduce anxiety. When do you exercise?
Friends, you should exercise daily because exercise is good for your body. Maybe you'll gain a lot of strength or flexibility. If you exercise, you could do things like running or biking, maybe swimming. Choose one and exercise every day. When do you exercise?
When do you exercise? Exercise is good for your self-esteem. When do you exercise? When do you exercise? Yeah. When do you exercise? It will help reduce anxiety. When do you exercise?
Exercise is a lot of fun. It can help to reduce your anxiety as well. Sometimes we all get anxious, right? We all get a little bit nervous, a little bit stressed. Exercise is great, like playing the drums, right? Or playing something like basketball or ultimate frisbee.
Ooh.
That's a lot of fun. Whatever it is, just get out and do it. Go get some exercise. When do you exercise? Yeah, when do you exercise? Exercise is good for your self-esteem. When do you exercise? When do you exercise? Yeah, when do you exercise? It will help reduce anxiety. When do you exercise?
Well, that was good exercise right there.
Oh, yeah.
Biking 30, dancing 30. That's 60 plus basketball 60.
What are you doing?
I'm adding up minutes.
Adding up minutes what for?
I want to add 150 minutes of exercise to my schedule each week.
Why 150 minutes?
It's for a program called Sports and Health 150. Exercising for 150 minutes will significantly build up my physical fitness and overall health.
That may be just a ticket I need to get going. Maybe I should join.
Everybody should. Exercise can increase your agility, balance, strength, and brain development.
Exercise is really important, isn't it?
Yes, it has mental benefits too. It can reduce stress. Do you suffer from depression or anxiety?
Can exercise create feelings of happiness?
Yes, and raise your self-esteem. Who doesn't want that?
Everybody wants that. Hey, let's exercise together.
Good idea. That will give us greater drive.
Okay, we need 150 minutes.
So far I have biking 30 minutes.
Yes, we can jump on bikes and ride around the neighborhood.
Okay, and dancing 30 minutes.
We can dance with music videos.
Okay, basketball 60 minutes.
We are bound to find players at the court ready for a play of pickup game.
Yeah, and running, 30 minutes.
Wait, running laps for 30 minutes?
Well, not necessarily. We can jog or walk at a quick pace. Okay, so pause. Great! That's 150 minutes. Let's make exercise a habit.
Yes! Let's start...
Tomorrow.
Hey, Gabe, how about we play a game of basketball?
Well, basketball is better with other people, so sure. Friends, make sure you get your exercise in as well, and we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.